Hell, they gave up more. They in one game, they'd be in fourth place on this list. I think with D'Amico Ryans the head coach and D'Amico Ryans the defensive coordinator, I think, and we said this when he was hired, like year in, year out, at some point in time, and they've made win now moves. They've made we're going to be dominant moves. This is the beginning of what I think is the expectation should be. You need to be a top five defense if you're going to have D'Amico Ryans as your head coach year in, year out. If you're going to spend the kind of money they spent on defense and bring in those kind of players, you need to be a top five defense, especially after playing the Bears offense, the Colts offense, and Sam Darnold, the Minnesota Vikings.
That's the big part of it is. I bet you if you compare the quarterbacks and the offenses that some of these teams play comparative to the Texans, I think it does kind of change the mindset of, like just off the top of my head, I know the Chargers saw, you know, Kirk Cousins and that Atlanta offense, and they saw the Steelers, they saw Kirk Cousins, the Atlanta offense, and they saw Justin Herbert and that offense. I mean, you would think those are offenses that are probably quarterbacks and offense that are ahead of Caleb Williams and the Bears, Anthony Richardson. Yeah. And damn sure you just didn't think Sam Darnold would be able to do you in like that.
The expectation, and look, it's a small sample size. We're not even a month into the season yet, so I'm not throwing D'Amico out with the trash or anything. Everybody relax. But at the end of the day, that's where D'Amico needs to live. D'Amico needs to live in the conversation with the top defenses in this league. Maybe not the top three, but he needs to be in the conversation. He needs to be close. Like this, like you've gone out and you've brought in guys. You've drafted a corner that you
Your
anointed
guy.
As a starter. Uh-oh. in the second round. You went out in free agency and got a middle linebacker that was your pick of the litter. Uh-huh. You went out and got Danielle Hunter and said, "Nah, Grenard, we don't want you. Nah, Blake Cashman, we don't want you. We want these guys." And you brought those guys in. You brought in two or three, tell three that I can name off the top of my head.
Drafted Kamari last.
Yeah, I mentioned that, but you brought three defensive tackles in. Retooled your entire interior defensive line, and you know you got to, you know, it ain't year one anymore where you don't have the draft capital and you don't have your system's not in, and you don't, like, this is, you know, by midseason, like, D'Amico's group needs to be living in the conversation with Pittsburgh and the Chargers and this crew.